Well, I just shifted it, that's all, ripped it in half.
Well, that's as it should be.
Well, it should go down those fumes, Simon. You've got a nice headache. You could do it.
I'm looking down to
it. You've got a lovely headache in that stuff.
Yeah, lovely.
Good job. I think you've spoilt the tarpaulin, is it?
Well, don't worry about that. It's pretty rotten, isn't it?
You burn fiddly. Well, we're now literally ready to get the next ring in, so stop messing up.
This is where the burning paper technique.
Well, you'll take that stone out first, Simon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that stone.
Has it been done the required damage?
No, it hasn't turned his name to mud.
So the shaft's still in situ, that's the main thing.
Have you got any matches and newspaper? Oh, Tony, where's that copy of Men Only you've got?
God, you don't expect Tony to make sacrifices like that.
Tony announcing his visit to the Wells team. Leap it, I thought he visited a cool girl or something. Come on, move!
Yeah, we must get that rope across there so it doesn't.
Yes, crack. You're right. Hey, look at that piece on the cliff over there, Richard.
Where?
There on the left.
Oh yeah.
I want the sledge and the crowbar down. The big sledge and the big crowbar.
Right.
The big crowbar's down. They're resting on the. I'm resting on the bottom of the cliff,
Secretary. Yeah.
The crowbar's down.
Crowbar, is it?
Yeah, it's done a lovely job.
Idea.
Hang it up. Quick as you can. Just adjust the
coming down.
Hello.
Go and right, get down the bottom of it yet, Terry, or...
Pardon?
Any sign of the bottom of the base of it yet?
We'll go in a few minutes.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we put the next ring in, we're going to have to get, have that rock out by your left shoulder.
Here?
Yeah, it's loose. It's loose.
Well, once this one's out underneath, he'll come out of his own accord, I
think. Will it? Oh, fair enough.
It's just a bit awkward working at the moment. Chucking the rocks up, the draft tends to blow about your hands.
Oh, fighting talk. You have a very steep enough ramp, you could just let it down on a rope.
It's very tempting actually to have a little well, isn't it?
I
think we'll have to give consideration to a short railway, you know. It'd be a damn sight more convenient than that wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
You'd only need a few planks.
One of those
high
trays.
Yeah. Isn't there a bit of a truck up at the Wessex?
Yeah,
there
is.
You wouldn't need to really, just push it down. I have a fairly big.
Mind that one, I've already moved it. Yeah, different possibilities.
Fairly big truck, so that you could
take a worthwhile load down and you could just push it back up. Sure you had some.
You can use almost anything for rails, actually, can't you?
Yeah.
And just two planks next to each other. You wouldn't have flange wheels, though, would you? Just
well, all you need are two planks. One tacked on top of the other, form a right angle.
Mm.
And then the same on the other side, and just leave them.
Can you get the big sledge down? Big one? Oh, okay.
Down this
one. I have to watch this one.
Yes, so we don't need much more difference. Still a big lump is there, Terry?
It's going all right, yeah.
We've got a bloody very, very dicey one here on...
Yeah, be careful of that. I think we ought to start getting some pallet boards down soon.
Yeah.
To start shoring, we'll start getting some pallet boards down in a minute to start shoring that side up.
Well, we've got to have this out before we can do anything, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I mean, ready, as soon as that comes out, bang them in.
Oh yeah, well you get them earlier.
Okay.
And pull up this.
Okay.
Pocket, yeah.
Steady, right. Okay, slight. Set it right.
We don't want it too deep before we put the next one in.
rock poison there.
There's a horizontal crack, isn't there, Terry? In the middle of that rock? Is he gone again, Terry? Oh. I thought your surgery broke again.
No, he's supposed to work. Clear in the muck up the corner. We want to get in before tea time if possible.
Agreed. I think if you crowbar between that bowl, it will come.
If you crowbar in this crack here, it's going to bloody come. Do it,
yeah. Which we wanted to come.
Yeah, but not at the moment, we don't.
Oh.
I mean, not, but we know exactly where the crowbar will come.
Sorry,
we
spoke.
We know exactly how to do it.
Sorry, spoke.
You take your bloody chemistry, Reed King. Leave on to the selection. Mm. Leave the real engineering to us.
Just because you've got the license.
Actually, what do you think is going to follow it, though, Simon, when it comes out?
I'm reasonably confident that we hold.
Not there.
Well, we oh, the beam will hold, yes.
Right, no, it's not under the beam. I mean,
right.
Are we going to bring the still?
Well, that's a risk we've got to take. The only alternative is to actually put the next lever below that. But I think it's too...
Oh, no, I think we've got to have this one out.
Yeah.
It's going to be unsafe for this one.
Well, you
might
even get him out gently. You may be able
well,
to put that side up.
We've got to get him out. Anyway, whatever happens, I think it'll be all right. But we want the planks down there at the same time as you take it out, really, so we can put them straight in.
Well, I don't think you're going to do that very well, because when it comes out, we're going to roll out.
Okay.
Once that one's removed underneath you there, and that one on the side, too. Mm. The crack down there.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is take them out, roll them onto one side, and bang the planks in.
Roll them on the one side, he says. Look at it.
Cubic yard. Well, that's some talking. You need the sight measurement. No, promises, promises.
Not reservoir, please. Not upper flood.
We'll bang the entrance out now to make it easy.
Have you? Safe and walking.
Pretty near. Compare with what it was.
What reservoir?
Does that make it more easy for people to break into it?
No. Not that entrance, I don't mean that. I mean squeeze the first squeeze just inside the entrance, about 10 feet in.
Oh there.
It's now gone. There's no squeezing for there with a bloody good camera box.
Hang on, there's a... Terry?
Yeah?
I think there's a boulder in that corner, just to the right of that big one.
Right?
No, there, yes. Is that boulder there?
This?
Yeah.
That's a boulder there.
We know that. We know what's there. We know exactly what's there.
We've had it all out before.
We've had it there. We've done a survey on that.
Yeah.
I think you need a few probes with a crowbar and these cracks and this big one's coming down.
Well, let it come and move it in.
Well, there's still a hell of a lot of rock under here.
We've got to get out.
We'll move that afterwards, Terry. I don't want to go much deeper. Before the next ringing. Don't worry about that, we'll get to it.
Taking him out, Terry?
Yeah.
Watch it then. You don't think you want a few planks down there, just in case you get a run in that crack there?
Yeah. One there, Terry.
Terry?
Hello.
You think you want a few planks down there in case you get a run in?
Simon, you can't get in front of this with planks.
No, no, when he's out.
Well, when he's out, you can pass the planks down because he's not going anywhere.
No, but if you get a run in... Oh, anyway, carry on.
You're going to run, in any case. Yeah, no planks, you might want to put planks in quick enough.
You know what we want out as well? There's rocks in the corner there.
Are these?
Yeah, they'll have to come out.
Well, they're the only ones we've put
what's,
there.
What's holding up the bottom ring of beams?
Nothing.
Nothing except pressure. I think this should be adequate. I just think your shaft just let it drop.
I think I'm bloody joining you, Bill.
You're dispensable. And bring him up straight away tonight, Terry.
What's happened to Tony?
No, this has wandered off in the days.
He's not gone up towards the guys' camp.
It blues his favourite colour.
If you can get that rock underneath the big one, and then you won't fall too far,
you have
too much chance of a run down there. Or the cushion is full. You know we block the way on for temporarily, will
they? Yeah.
No, we all have to make the sacrifices. Mm.
Mm. I've had to block about 3 vegetable entrances so far.
I'm terribly sorry, Will.
You spear me.
It's probably these stoat men, they just got no finesse at all. Is he actually moving under his own pressure or not?
The big one is, yeah. He's moved 6 inches easily. There's just the one on the right holding it up now, I think. One or two little ones.
What did you need? Did you need banging?
We'll move there later. Well, the sledge might crack.
No, take down the well clear if possible.
We crack, we're going to have the sledges. That's right there, try that one. Remember the rear end of the crowbar comes backwards when you come back.
That's all right. It does the operation, but it's unavoidable. Well done.
Right, that's all we want.
Lovely clean break, good. Now, just rolling across the other side here. It's a good chap. Never even saw it. Hopeless. Hello there. Hello. What's going?
Nigel Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, Nigel, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
He got a beard now.
I know, he's got a weird sort of Farmer Jarge beard, isn't he? Right,
that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
who
come.
I'm
finding him up tonight.
Here, you're getting on with it down there, ain't you?
Aye, well, look down here, Nelson.
We've
just got two
wagon-grade
folders out.
We've got to be quick now. Stop the stopper running.
Well, can you leave him over?
Yeah, leave him over, Terry. We'll bang the planks.
Nice job there.
Because we can always stretch him to the other side.
This is going to be the robbery here, you see.
Mm.
All right, you know.
That's for loading up the wheelbarrow. The loading bay.
Yeah. Cool, winter rain the other night. That rope kept that winch was sort of, you know, sort of you think you were moving all the time, but he wasn't. It was the wet on the rope, I suppose, sort of strengthening.
Mm. Your hands.
But that was all grim tight. Who let it go?
Whole bar in there.
Something must have eased it off.
Can we get rid of some of those small rocks around it first, Terry?
No, sir, yeah, it's really dangerous.
Somewhere on just
the there's a rock below on the left, by your foot, left foot.
That rope's safe there, is it?
Well, we wanted that to rest it on. If you want to
get yes, we're right there.
If you've got a sledge, you want to have a generator and hit it.
I think it's all right for the time being. It shouldn't, it's not nothing to cut it, is
it? It's nothing to mine, isn't it? You can't help it.
Yeah, these trees come in handy for this, don't
they? Yeah. What's the gist? We don't want to bang him, really, do we?
We've got a big enough job there now to work in, haven't we? Yeah. As long as it don't go narrow as you go down, I suppose it's all right. Let's go and have a look. I hear the dog come, Simon.
He ate my lunch.
I'm going to tell Mrs. Gate that.
You ate two Scotch eggs and a fried egg sandwich.
Hey?
You ate two Scotch eggs and a fried egg sandwich.
Did he?
You ate your... Yeah.
Oh, you and I working hard down here.
Oh, hello, Stan.
Have you got much rock in the way?
Well, just that one there now.
It's not too bad in the floor.
Not rock, no problem.
Innit?
Before we put the ring in, we've got to get... We've got to...
Don't go any farther along there.
Where's your pick cap, Tony?
You could have that big one. Where did he go then? Slap back underneath, do it?
Yeah, seems to.
That's where the cave's down under there, then.
I didn't want to say, it's lots of interesting signs.